Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from Imam Al-Baqir alayhi salam. This hadith is about the order of the universe, the nazm and the order existent in the universe. This is a subject which has been alluded to in many places in our religious text, in our scriptures, the Quran and the hadith. And it is actually a proof for God's existence. In this beautiful hadith, the Imam Baqir alayhi salam, said the following with regards to the following verse of Allah Most High. The verse in question is the following: but whoever has been blind in this world will be blind in the hereafter. The Imam said, whoever does not see that there is a great creator behind the creation of the heavens and the earth, the alternating night and day, the orbits of the sun and the moon, and all the other wondrous signs, will be blind in the hereafter. Meaning, if somebody doesn't look at these signs and conclude from them, if somebody doesn't look at the order of the universe and conclude from it that there must be somebody behind this order who has created this world and who has given it this beautiful order, then this person will be blind in the hereafter. Blind in the hereafter, it's a reference to the fact that this person, he didn't believe in God in the hereafter, in this world. He didn't believe in God in this world, and he couldn't see God with the eye of his intellect, by looking at these various signs. So there's no reason why God would allow him to, this truth, this verity, it will be manifested in the hereafter. And it will appear in the hereafter as his blindness. He will come to God, but he won't be able to see him, just like he couldn't see him in this world, right? Even though God is present everywhere, similarly, God will be present in the hereafter in the mahshar, but this person won't be able to see him and won't be able to recognize him. Then the Imam, in continuation, he said the following: this means he is blind to what he did not witness, and even more astray from the right way. In a similar tradition, it's been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that he said, if you saw a single door on its own from what normally comprises a pair of doors with a protruding attachment, would you ever imagine that this single door with a protrusion was created in such a way without purpose? No, rather, you would certainly know that it was made in such a way to connect with another part, thus comprising the pair and providing a purpose for the protrusion. So you would expose the other component in order to unite it with the first one and hence reach a useful purpose, in the same way you find a male animal as if he is a part of a pair equipped for its female partner, and they unite in order to procreate and preserve the human race. So destroyed, defeated, and wretched are the claimants of philosophy. How did their hearts get blinded from this wonderful creation so as to deny the organization and purpose in it? Thank you for joining us here on The Key. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at order and its allusion and indication to the existence of God as the one who has ordered the universe. In the words of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.